The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. When he got there, he ran across Philip and said, "Come, follow me." Philip's hometown was Bethsaida, the same as Andrew and Peter. Philip went and found Nathanael and told him, "We found the one Moses wrote of in the law, the one preached by the prophets. It's Jesus, Joseph's son, the one from Nazareth." Nathanael said, "Nazareth? You've got to be kidding." But Philip said, "Come, see for yourself." When Jesus saw him coming, he said, "There's a real Israelite, not a false bone in his body." When Nathanael said, "Where did you get that idea? You don't know me." Jesus answered, "One day, long before Philip called you here, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael exclaimed, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You've become a believer simply because I say I saw you one day sitting under the fig tree. You haven't seen anything yet. Before this is over, you're going to see the heaven open and God's angels descending to the Son of Man and descending again." Sorry, and ascending again. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Cheryl. Just to invite Julia Budd to come and speak to us, and I'd just love to pray for you before you speak to us, Julia. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Julia. Thank you for all that she is in this house. Thank you for her love of your word. Thank you for her heart for prayer. We just ask that you would bless her, that you would anoint her, and as she speaks, that we would capture something of your heartbeat for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Andrew? Right. We need the first one up, Rosemary. Oh, Nati, come on. Anyone know what it means? Anyone know what it means? I see you. That's right. It means I see you. But it's not I see you. It's I see you. I really know you. I know you inside out. I know everything about you. I know all your good bits and your bad bits and the bits that annoy you. I know you through and through. I'm connected to you. A bit like we've done with the peace. Yeah? So it's a Navi greeting. And it means, as I say, much more than just I see you. But it also means a connection to one another, a unity. But also a connection to what they consider to be the source, Iwa, who was their deity, if you like, who looked after the planet and that kept everything in equilibrium. And it's this sort of seeing that I want to talk about today. Andrew's introduced it perfectly, really, using one of the readings that I'm going to read now. So next slide, Rosemary. No, it's perfect. I thought, the spirit is working. It's also following the lectionary, but we won't mention that. So the first one I wanted to look at, though, was more not so much just being known, but that we have a deep desire within us that sometimes I think we don't really understand, a real thirst for being known by God. You know, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. There's a beautiful song, I don't know if any of you know it, but Songs of Korah, who sings this. And you feel that huge thirst and desire that it really grips you. Because sometimes we cannot know we're thirsty. I'm not very good at drinking all the water that I'm meant to drink. I sometimes don't know when I'm thirsty. But we have been given this thirst to really be known by God. And if you like, Psalm 139 that Andrew read to us really is the answer to that. You know, Lord, you search me. You know me. You know me through and through. There's nothing you don't know about me. You know what I'm going to say next. You wrap me around. You know me totally and fully. Now, I don't know about you, but I sometimes find that a bit scary. Yeah? It reminds me of when we came to Palmerston North. I come from Brighton in Sussex, which is a huge conurbation, a bit like London by the sea. And it's very easy to get lost. Even though you're living in these houses right on top of each other, it's quite easy to be anonymous, and you can walk around and nobody knows you. That was my reality. So then I come to Palmerston North and I start working for the Foundation for the Blind, and everybody knows me, and they know where I'm going and what I'm doing. And I found it really quite difficult to get used to, because it was felt like an intrusion. And I think sometimes we can feel like that a bit with God. We know he wants to know us. We know he knows us. But actually, we sort of feel a bit afraid. And what has engraved that on my memory, something I will never forget, was when my mum was ill. She was dying, and she was living with us for a while. And one night, she was in extreme pain. And I remember going and sitting with her, and it was just dark, and I was just sitting there with my eyes closed, just praying for her, holding her hand. And after a while, she turned to me and she said, "Julia, stop staring at me. You're staring right into my soul." And I just went, "Well, me, Mum, I've got my eyes closed. I'm just praying for you." That's the sort of knowing. My mum had been sitting on the fence. Christian. She'd been brought up a Christian, but she never seemed to want to make that step. And I see that as totally transformational when she was at that time, when God was just knowing her deeply. But we do have examples where it's not scary. And we're going to move on to the next one. And think about some examples in the Bible. So that one is meant to be Hagar. Hagar, you know, who'd had a pretty rotten time of it, really. She'd been pretty abused by Sarai, who was jealous because she was having a baby by Abraham. And so she was cast out, basically. And she was sent off. And she was there, and she was feeling desperate and hopeless. And God comes to her. And he says, "I know your situation. I know exactly what's going on for you. You know, I know it's tough and I know it's hard, but I need you to go back. And I need you, that you will be, your son will be blessed. He will be a father of many nations too." And in that time, she knew that she was being totally known through and through. That God knew exactly what was going on for her and accepted her and was going to bless her. And she named God El Roy, the God who sees me. You know? Right back there, she knows that God is a God who sees and knows. We can think of another person. We think of the lady in Samaria. You know? We know that story of how Jesus came and asked her for water. Really quite a simple thing. But within their little dialogue, it ends up that he knows. He knows her. He knows everything that's going on for her. And in the end, she gets to a point where she runs back to her village, doesn't she? And what does she say? "Come and see, because I've found someone who knows everything I ever did." Yeah? There's a release and a freedom because she is known. There is an example that, you know, yeah, hey, we can be loved, we can be known. Doesn't matter what's going on, where we've been in our lives, what's happened in our lives. But we can be known and loved by God. Beautiful stories. So then we come to the story we had this morning, Nathaniel. Next slide, Rosemary. You'll probably recognize that if you've seen The Chosen. I probably shouldn't have quickly. But for me, it was just lovely. I loved the way that you can see the two sets of eyes just looking. And it's when Nathaniel is called, and we had this lovely story, didn't we, that Cheryl read from the message. You know, and Philip, what I love about Philip is, you know, he says, come on, a bit like the Samaritan lady, come and see, look, you know, I think I found this amazing person, the Messiah that we've all been waiting for. You know, and Nathaniel goes, well, yeah, any good come out of Nazareth? So he was dismissing Nazareth and Jesus, that actually this was crazy. This is not to be taken seriously. You could say, you know, anything good come out of Palmerston North? You know? Everyone puts Palmerston North down. Hey, there's lots of good things about Palmerston North. But then Philip, you know, there's always a tendency, isn't there, I think, when people say that, and you sort of get defensive and you go, yeah, well, and you try and argue the point. But Philip doesn't, does he? What does he say? He says, come on, come and see. Come and see for yourself. Come and judge for yourself. Come and meet the person and see. Getting that whole idea of seeing and knowing. So Philip goes, oh, okay. Oh, I mean, Nathaniel goes, okay, all right, come on, let's go. But as he's on his way, Jesus sees him. He says, look, there's an Israelite, you know? No false bones in him at all. Great man. Nathaniel goes, oof. A bit like me when I come to Palmerston North. You know, oh, I'm being known. He knows something about me. And he says, how do you know me? And Jesus says, I saw you ages ago while you were under the fig tree. It's not just because you're coming to me that I know you. I saw you when you were out there dismissing Nazareth. I saw you. I know you. And what this amazing transformation. I just think it's amazing. He turns this skeptic into a believer who acknowledges him as the Son of God just so quickly. It's almost as he is known, he knows. As he is known, he knows. As he knows God, as God knows him, he's released to know God. An amazing, amazing thing. And I think even Jesus was a bit amazed, wasn't he? He sort of said, oof, you believe because I said I saw you under a fig tree? Hey, you're going to see way more. You ain't seen nothing yet. Isn't that exciting? I just think that is just so amazing. The transformation that as we allow God to know us. He sees you. He sees you. He sees you. He sees every single one of you. He knows you through and through. How does that make us feel? Does it make us feel a bit unworthy? Does it make us feel a bit, oof, a bit scared? I'd encourage you to go, know me, Lord. Because as we are known, so we can see not only God and know God, but God, we can see things through God's perspective, through his eyes. We see things in a new way, just like Nathaniel did. So we can see through some of the issues that we have around us. We can see when someone's hurting. We can see when someone needs a hug or needs a meal taken. We can rely on God showing us his world, his perspectives, because we are known. We have a connection. As we are known, he knows us, and he knows others, and he helps us to connect with others. Thomas Merton says we need to see beyond the shadows and disguises that are often up there. And the only way we can do that is through God's perspective and eyes. And I know sometimes when I'm struggling with things, struggling with people, I say, Lord, show me how you see them. show me how you love them. Help me really know them. Because as I do that, I am changed. My attitudes are changed. And I can move into that space. Sometimes surprise myself. So I think as we come and as we think about as we're going forward into our new year, let us open ourselves more and more to being known. Teresa of Avila said that sometimes we can stop that whole process because we don't like ourselves very much. We lack self-awareness and we lack self-love. And it stops us opening ourselves up. But I would be encouraged to allow God to look in. And we're going to have a time in a minute to be able to just do that afresh. To say, Lord, come, transform me, know me so well that I then know you and I know others. And we can transform ourselves and those around us. So let's just pray. Lord, we thank you that you are a God who sees us, who sees us before we were even born, when we were in the womb. You know us. You love us. Come by your Spirit. Fill us afresh. Help us to open ourselves up to being fully known by you. Thank you, Lord, that you love each one of us. You know us and love us. Help us to not only love you, but to love ourselves so that we too can be transformed, so that we too can have your perspective on our world. Let's just take a time of just bringing some intercessions before the Lord. Lord, we bring before you our world. We see so much hatred and destruction, so much poverty all around us. Help us to see that with your eyes. Help us to see those who are bringing peace into those situations. Lord, we pray that you will call more people into that space, that they may see, that they may have influence, and that they may bring your kingdom to bear in those places. You might just want to think about a place yourself that you have on your heart. We think of our country, we think of our communities here in Palmerston North. Lord, again, help us to see with your eyes. Bring others who may see too, that again, this country and this community may be transformed, that more and more we may see signs of your kingdom, of your shoots of growth, springing forth. We think of our community here at All Saints with the different congregations. We thank you that we have this opportunity over these few weeks to join together, to really be far now together, to really get to know one another in a new way. Help us as we continue our journey into the new year, that you'll continue to bind us together with those strong connections as we get to know one another in a deep way. We pray that you will call us into situations where we can bring your love, that we can be agents of transformation for you. And perhaps you might want to think of a situation or perhaps a person that you can think of who you would like to be surrounded by God's love. And so, Lord, we just thank you for who you are. We thank you that we can get to know you more and more. And that as we do so, that you will call us, just as you called Nathaniel, to be your people in this world, opening eyes and bringing transformation. Let's just conclude our time of prayer with the Lord's Prayer, which is on the overhead. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.